You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. The trailer for Hawkeye was quite unique in, if you look at every other Marvel trailer for every other project, it didn't have this very fun vibe to it. Even Ant-Man, which was arguably like the most, maybe Guardians of the Galaxy, even Guardians of the Galaxy had a darker feel than Hawkeye did. Now, granted, that could be the style of this trailer, and then the final one will throw us off, and even the series and the episodes in their own context will throw us off as well. But I liked how this trailer kind of gave you a very Christmassy, jolly, happy feel to it. And there's, of course, rumors that Kingpin is going to be showing up in the series. We know Yelena Belova is going to show up in this Black Widow sister, or the new Black Widow, however you want to put it. She's probably going to be showing up at the end. Now, there is some backing to it, because Valentina went to, I'm going to just call her Black Widow's sister. Valentina went to Black Widow's sister, and it was apparently it was from someone else. Now, the enemy in this is Echo. Just to show you how, like, okay, that now it's starting to make more sense. Mind you, they're also in New York City. Kingpin trained Echo. Like, he taught Echo, who's got powers similar to that of Taskmaster, ironically. And we know how he's in the crime world. Kingpin is in the crime world. And we know how he is with Daredevil and Spider-Man, which, speaking, Daredevil, it's funny, Daredevil could show up as Daredevil in Hawkeye, but as Matt Murdock in No Way Home. But the trailer was fun. I am intrigued. It looks very funny. It looks like you're going to see Kate Bishop make a lot of mistakes, but towards the end of it, she's probably going to, you know, something she learned is going to pay off to defeat the threat. You will likely see entrances or appearances from other characters from the MCU. Obviously, the ones that we know are confirmed to show up and other ones named, but and I'm glad that it's taking a less dark tone than the other movies are. The like What If or WandaVision or Loki. It looks finally we're gonna have some happy stuff, and then I think after that, the next series after that is Ms. Marvel, which there still hasn't been a teaser or anything about that yet, but can't wait to see what Hawkeye has in store. I'm expecting like an action-packed, funny commie kind of thing going on. So yeah, and hopefully, you know, there's a Spider-Man reference, because there's No Way Home takes place in Christmas at some point too, and so does Hawkeye, so hopefully there's some reference, you know. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button, and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there, as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you, and have a great day.